I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Voters are starting to return mail ballots, and as 91.5 KRCC Capitol reporter Benta Berkland reports, the first set of numbers shows Democrats have turned in more ballots.
According to figures from the Colorado Secretary of State's office, about 12,000 more Democrats have returned ballots compared to Republicans. These are still early numbers, but in the coming days, these figures will outline early voting trends. This is the first presidential election in which every Colorado voter received a ballot in the mail. Counties sent out around 3 million ballots. People can still vote in person and at vote centers or drop off a ballot there. Figures show the overwhelming majority of voters choose to mail in a ballot. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Colorado officials are considering a predator control plan that calls for euthanizing more mountain lions and black bears to boost the state's dwindling deer population. A proposal from the Colorado Parks and Wildlife says killing up to 15 more mountain lions and 25 more bears could take effect this winter and would begin in the Arkansas River Basin. Wildlife commissioners are expected to decide on the plan by mid-December. And authorities say a football fan leaving the Broncos game last night suffered serious injuries after the person fell 30 to 50 feet at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. A Denver Fire Department spokesman says the fall happened about 9:44 p.m. and emergency personnel responded to a call for help from the area of Gate 5. The person was taken to Denver Health Medical Center. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.